So, before we get started and move on to this next kick-ass joke, I just want to take a second and, remind anybody, so that way nobody gets triggered or offended or anything, that these are just that. They're just jokes. They're not serious. They're just jokes. So if you get so offended you need to break out a hashtag or I trigger you, well, let me help you out a little. Fuck you. To those of you that don't, I hope you listen. I hope you enjoy it. So, moving on now. I think it's time to cull the herd, you know? Thin out the population a little, weed out the weak, fuck it, just murder a bunch of people. You know, have a purge, but like a fun one. And I have a list of people, types of people that should be just like culled right out of the herd. And they won't even realize it's happening until, they're on their way down, they're singing some shit like Free Falling, and they pull both cords and nothing happens and just... If you guessed jumpers, you guessed right. They'll be the first to go. And, really, you won't have to do much. Just fill their shoot pack up with, like, silverware and shit. And they'll take care of the rest. The next ones on the list you may have to get your hands a little dirty for. But it'll be worth it. Second ones. Anybody who uses phrases from Twitter and says this shit out loud. Like, hashtag, grr, angry face emoji. You gotta go. Third on the list, anyone who uses spices to represent their level of anger. One's running around saying shit like, dude, you're making me salty, bro. I mean, what the fuck? If you're that mad, just kick a puppy or some shit, because saying that just lets people know that you're a douchebag. Don't try to fit spices in with anger. You just gotta go. Fourth, people who get up and think, man, it's going to be 97 degrees out today. Better get the hoodie and the wool cap. And 3 hours later, they're like, yeah, bro, it's fucking hot as balls, man. I don't think you'll have to get your hands dirty on these ones. I'm pretty sure they'll just take care of themselves. In one of the harsh winters to come, you'll find them frozen in the swimming pool in the backyard like a fucking caveman. Wearing basketball shorts and wife beaters, because they decided to take a swim in fucking negative 32 degree weather. So see, there's another set of them that will just take themselves out. So it's not so bad. There's plenty more on the list, like shitty drivers, but who has the time to get into all of them? Let's focus on the problems at hand.